My name is Kayla, and I work with the Columbia Outdoor School with Shauna as well, putting these guys out. So far, we've come across some big rocks and a lot of invasives, but it'll be good. The trees will look nice in this island here.
It must be rewarding for you if you're with the Columbia Outdoor School to see more trees going in.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, it'll bring the whole place together for sure.
And about the island, do you like being up on the island too?
Yeah, it's not a spot that I thought I would get to, so it's been fun today for sure.
Malachi, thank you for coming by here today. You're with Columbia Outdoor School too. Tell us you're part of this project today then.
So yeah, I'm also part of the Mount Baker's Green Alliance. So, recently we've been talking about planting trees for a while now. And so, like, now that we finally have the types of trees that we've found out that we wanted to plant. And, yeah, just really happy to be here.
How's the soil? It looks like it's fairly rich. The trees should be comfortable here.
Yeah, no, the soil does seem very rich, and it does seem like a very good spot. However, there are a lot of rocks, but that's okay. Yeah, we live in the Rockies, so, yeah.
What other projects do you have coming with the Green Alliance class? Do you know of any now?
Well, we recently had our Earth Week, so we're trying to raise awareness about like different types of pollution and different organizations that people can donate to and that sort of thing. In fact, we have an Instagram page, so a lot of that can be checked out on there. So MBSS Green Alliance on Instagram.
Perfect way to wrap up your Earth Week then, right?
Yeah, no, definitely.
Thanks for your time. We're on the island, Shauna. Just in progress here. Are you happy with what you're seeing today?
Absolutely. It's so great to see so many students out from Mount Baker. We've got Rotary here and, of course, our staff from Columbia Outdoor School.
You must have had a vision for this one. You've put trees all around the lake, and we've moved on to the island now. So it's just, I guess you just go section by section. Is that the way you roll it out then?
Absolutely. Bit by bit, we're just trying to plant this place back up, make it more wild again with native species.
Okay. Two trees. How big will they be? Big trees then?
Yeah, this one's a poplar, and the other one over there is a willow. It was really important that the trees that we plant are native species, and it was really important to this group as well that they wanted to be putting the right stuff in the ground.
Any more planting projects coming up later in the year with the Columbia Outdoor School?
Oh, probably. We're going to be out at St. Mary's School in Acumlega Elementary in a couple of weeks here doing some Adopt a Creek work with them. So they're going to adopt sections of Joseph Creek, and we hope that will continue throughout the school year into next year as well.
Thank you for your time. Compliments on your efforts here again today.
Thank you.
I'm Rolina Arthur.
Thank you. Rotary's part in this today?
Yeah, you bet. The Sunrise Rotary Club donated a $1,000 grant to the student club to help support this great cause.
Good. Are you happy with how it's rolling out here today?
Oh, absolutely. Everybody's working hard and all smiles, I think, under the masks.
The types of trees are just a little bit about what's happening here today?
The students were fully in charge of choosing trees. They chose native trees that would do well in this environment.
It's Paul Matthews.
Thank you, Paul, with the Mount Baker Green Alliance. If you can describe the way that this is going to be rolled out today for planting these trees.
Yeah, so this is a sort of collaborative effort between the Sunrise Rotary Club and the city and Columbia Basin Outdoor School and Mount Baker Green Alliance. It's mainly a student-run initiative. And we've got two different trees here that are indigenous species that we're going to be planting. We've got a poplar and a mountain alder. And the students mainly would do some weeding and then plant these trees. And it's going to be sort of Earth Day sort of process. We've had a lot of activities in the school that the students have put on as well, which has been really great. And really happy with all the work that the students have done.
Really good. Why did they pick that island? Is it somewhere that they wanted to get some shade up there then?
To be honest, the Columbia Outdoor School, who kind of is looking after the park, this is what they requested. We kind of came to them and asked for some help and expertise, and this is the location and the tree species that we worked together to pick.
Wonderful. Thank you for your time.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much.